So it's like, okay. But I met this guy on the Grin Doctor.
Right.
And
Grin Doctor.
Grinder.
Oh, he's Grin Doctor.
Grin Doctor. It's my dentist app.
I like it.
That's a big fattyism. Big Fatty comes up with the best isms in the world.
Oh, my.
All we're doing is trying to get on his opening. That's all we're doing right now.
I've had a lot of people already been on his opening.
So many. So many. More men than are named and or numbered in the Bible. Love you, Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Grin Doctor.
Grinder.
Oh, he's Grin Doctor.
Grin Doctor. It's my dentist app.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2212 of the BFO for Wednesday the 20th of July 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm just going to natter a bit, and in the middle of the show, I'm going to the Homeowners Association meeting. Big Fatty! Hello, ratters! Big Fatty, we love the rat! It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, I am happy. I am happy to report that now that Dr. E. Pluribus, Big Fatty, Stone, Old Press is back. Big Fatty, he doesn't like to be called Old Press. He's back in the San Diego. Y'all, I'm happy to report that the Weather Rat has returned to the airwaves. It's safe for the Weather Rat to come back on the airways. Yes, Big Fatty, and, you know, because every time the good doctor comes to Charleston, the rat hightails it out of town. So, anyway, and y'all, we got red rain. We've got red rain getting ready to move through the area. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your area. Anyway, we've got, and it's the Thunder Boomers. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I feel like I need to walk out onto the front porch of the villa and stick it out my back door. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. No, that's what the old stink pot wants you to do. Stick it out your back door. Big Fatty, why are you going on the front porch if you're going to stick it out your back door? Well, I guess I could walk out the back door. Yes, Big Fatty. I've got to record the little show because y'all, I'm gonna go to the Fat Acres quarterly homeowners association meeting. Yes, Big Fatty, we know why you're going. Oh, I've got to find out what's going on. No, Big Fatty, they're having the complimentary pizza pie. Well, they are having the complimentary pizza pie also, but y'all, an agenda, and y'all, our local city councilman is going to speak, and then they're going to, I don't know what all they're going to do, but anyway, tell about different things that are coming up, and I don't know, hopefully they'll give us an update on phase 3 of Fat Acres, but y'all, what I plan to do is record a little bit right now, and then I'm going to take a little break. Yes, Big Fatty, go get some pizza pie, then come back and tell you about all the important decisions that were made at the meeting. Big Fatty, there's not a single soul that is going to be interested in hearing that. Well, that's just, it's a tough titty. Big Fatty, tough titty. So that's what you're gonna get today, Big Fatty. I caught up on my quiz programs, and y'all, Big Fatty, it's beginning to rain now. Go stick it out your back door. Stick it out your back door. Oh, y'all, I just tried to go record something on the front porch of the villa, and y'all, I don't know how to do it. Big Fatty, you don't know anything about technology. Y'all, I don't know anything about technology. In fact, I can prove that because, y'all, I'm here at the villa yesterday, and my electric bill comes. And y'all, I expected it to be high, because, you know, it's the middle of summer and you run the air conditioning and everything. But y'all, it said that I didn't pay my bill last month. Big Betty! And y'all, I have never missed paying my bills on time. And y'all, I went and I looked in my drawer where I keep my bill. Y'all, I didn't get a bill last month. So, y'all, I called them up, and I said, "This is Big Freddy." And they said, "Well, Big Freddy, we can see you've never missed a payment before, but we're going to cut your power off." No, they didn't say that. They said, "But it says here that you've requested the electronic billing from through your bank." And I said, "Well, I don't remember doing that." And y'all, evidently, when, you know, I pay my bills online, but evidently I clicked on something told it to send me the electronic bills and to turn off the paper bills. Now, y'all, I only do that with my American's Express card. Just to give it a try, and I'm okay with that. But, y'all, I didn't realize I had clicked this button on the computer for my electricity. And so, y'all, the lady was just as nice as she could be. She could tell that I was discombobulated. I was discombobulated, and she kind of told me, she says, "Big Freddy, now you're probably going to have to go in and uncheck something." So, y'all, it took me a little while. Y'all, she stayed on the phone while I tried to figure it out. And like I say, she's just Big Freddy. They have training to work with the old people. Well, I guess so. Maybe she can teach me how to stick it out my back door. Big Freddy, okay. But I got that fixed. And y'all, I'm gonna be on my P's and Q's. I'm gonna be on pins and needles. Waiting for my August for my bill that comes in the middle of August to make sure that and y'all, here was the strange thing. I didn't get the bill in June. Evidently, I clicked the thing in May. I didn't get a bill in June, but they sent me a paper bill in July. Big Freddy, that didn't make any sense. Well, I didn't think so either, and I don't think it made any sense to her either. So I don't know that it was all Big Freddy, but Big Freddy, it probably was. But it's too much. Y'all, speaking of too much, you know, I was talking about that Pokemon, the telephone game, and y'all, I saw today that Gavin, Big Freddy, yes, we love Gavin. He has decided he's not going to play it anymore either. It's too much. It's just too much, and he's decided instead he is gonna sit on the front porch of his home, Big Freddy, his home or the home? Well, maybe the home, and just yell at the kids to get off his lawn. Yes, Big Freddy. And there's that. And y'all, it seems like Big Freddy. Well, let's see if I've got any e letters here that I was. There seems like there was something else I was gonna tell y'all about. Oh, I've gotten something from the Russian beauty. Big Freddy, no, I don't really have anything. If nothing, if you've learned nothing since yesterday, I hope you've learned about plagiarism. Big Freddy. Y'all, you just never know what you're going to wake up to when you fire the Twitty up in the morning, unless you live in Walnut Hills and you fire it up in the mid-afternoon. Big Freddy, well, that's when they wake up. Yes, Big Freddy, why don't you just leave now and head on over to the Homeowners Association and enjoy your pizza pie. I think that's lovely. Y'all, I'm magically back from the HOA meeting. HOA meeting. Y'all, they had a pizza pie. Y'all, they basically had the mozzarella cheese pizza pie. It was really pretty good. And there must have been 30 pizza pies, and 25 of them were the mozzarella pizza pie, and five of them were the jackrabbit. They were the jackrabbit. Big Fatty, you ate bunnies? No, I didn't eat the jackrabbit pizza pie, but I don't know what was on a jackrabbit. Big Fatty, it was somebody ate a bunny. No, I don't think it had bunnies on it, but it was, it was free. Big Fatty, you'll eat anything if it's, unless it's mayonnaise. You do not like the mayonnaise. But it was a well-organized meeting. Our city councilman gave us an update. I know our city councilman. He's an older guy. In fact, he ran against my neighbor, my Lesbyterian neighbor. Big Fatty, you think Miss Beaver knows her? No, I don't think all Lesbyterians know each other. Okay. Anyway, he gave us an update. Y'all, there's an intersect, and then there's a younger guy that works for the city that gave us a... Ooh, a Big Fatty, is that pizza pie? It is. Gave us an update on kind of a dangerous intersection near the Fat Acres, and... So that's they're bidding it out. They're bidding it out, and they'll probably be working on it starting in September. So that's good that they'll be working on that. And then we have fired. We have fired the landscapers at Fat Acres. Big Fatty. So the landscapers for the Fat Acres we got it out for bids because they're not pleased. They're not pleased with the what do you call it? The results. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, then of course everybody had their own little questions and all. Y'all, we heard about the houses in phase three, I think they said that they had approved permits or were in the approval process of permits on 25 new homes in Fat Acres. I asked the question because, you know, we've got one builder that put up the signs for their lots and everything, but the other ones hadn't put up a sign, and I asked the question, are they required to do that? And they said yes, but they want to make sure that they have all their I's dotted and T's crossed before they do that. But they said within the next few weeks you would start seeing a lot of signs going up because people are there's high interest in Fat Acres, y'all. So and y'all, they told us that when construction starts, the hours of construction Monday through Friday are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. dawn to dusk. Big Fatty, yes. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and on Saturdays it's 9 to 5. However, on Saturdays and Sundays, or Saturday and Sunday, it's 9 to 5, but Saturday and Sunday, it cannot be noisy construction. So, you know, like there's no hammering, putting up walls or digging ditches or pouring concrete or anything like that. You know, you can do interior work and things like that that you know, folks wouldn't necessarily know that you were building or, you know. We're encouraged to report these. Yes, Big Fatty, you're being a stool pigeon. A stool pigeon. Big, very better that than a stool sample. Big, very vulgar. And let's see, what else did we talk about? Oh, and everybody has their own little thing. Y'all, there's one guy that wants to do have a community garden. They want to have a community garden. You know, I'm not against that. He's kind of a young, hippie-ish kind of guy. He had his man bun. Bitch! Ready? And some lady wants to have a community librarium where you can exchange books or some kind of thing. I don't know what she was talking about. The most interesting thing was, you know, if you live in a neighborhood, that strip of grass between your sidewalk and the curb, you don't own it. The city owns it, but the homeowner is responsible for upkeep of it. But y'all, I learned tonight that that's under city ordinance. But I learned tonight that a new term that the homeowners association could adopt. It could adopt that little parcel of land and be responsible for the upkeep. That way, everybody, that strip of grass was always edged properly and cut all at the same time, so it always looked nice. And y'all, I never realized how much people got the red ass about that strip of grass. It was an informative. Well, y'all, we had the lady from the police department came and evidently there have been some B&E, on the vehicles, petty crime, I think they call it. Where, you know, people leave the door unlocked on the car, they'll go in and take your silver, your change, your coins. That's about all that we have around here. She said she said a lot of people, you know, this neighborhood was good because a lot of people look out for each other. Big Fatty, look out! Big Fatty, can you imagine what your neighbors think about you? I don't care. anyway. I think that was about it. They're gonna have some sort of hootenanny, if you have a business or something, a community, outreach kind of thing, neighborhood, work thing, where if you have a business, you can come and tell people, you know, like my neighbor, Larry next door is an electrician, and you could let him know, you know, you can find out from him if you need a electricity. Oh, Big Fatty, we have all heard more than we ever can to about the Fat Acres Homeowners Association. Well, you know, content. Yes, Big Fatty, content. There you have it. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day, y'all, at the beginning, Big Fatty, at the beginning, we featured that Steve the Tater, you got in trouble because you said there was nothing good in Monterey, Seda 69, if you had a business, what would your WAS be?
Grin Doctor.
Grinder.
Oh, Grin Doctor.
Grin Doctor. It's my dentist app.
Big Fatty, especially if it's at Tooth 30.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.